Marketing is my beat, not education. But USA Today reported recently that public schools are selling advertising because the public won't support public education anymore. CVS drug chain paid schools in Virginia to promote flu shots on hall posters. Staples will pay to sponsor school supply lists in California and Texas. There are many examples, but that's not what struck me. There's been advertising in public school sports for decades. What struck me was the statement that the public won't support public education anymore. A reader on the newspaper's website responded with these findings from the National Center for Education Statistics. In 1962, per pupil spending nationally was just under $400. Adjusted for inflation in 2008, that would have been about $2,800. Actual per pupil spending in the U.S. in 2008, the last year available, was $10,441, almost four times as much in real dollars in the last 50 years. Only Switzerland spends more on education per pupil than the United States. If school boards think selling advertising is a good idea, why not? But considering the facts, it's a gross misstatement to claim Americans no longer will support education.
John Malmo is an independent marketing consultant. Ask Mr. Malmo your own marketing question. Go to askmalmo.com.